Between 1536 and 1541, 20 years after having finished the ceiling, Michelangelo painted the huge fresco of the Last Judgment on the wall behind the altar of the Sistine Chapel. Here Michelangelo no longer seeks ideal beauty. What interests him now is the tragic sense of man's destiny. On the left, the saved are making the difficult journey to the sky, while on the right, the damned are dragged down to hell by evil creatures. Those who try to climb back are pushed down by muscular angels. High up in the center, Christ stands out against a luminous halo. Here, he's the judge with his right hand raised up, while his left hand indicates where he was wounded, recalling the crucifixion. Next to him, the Virgin looks down at the saved, while on a cloud below, angels play divine trumpets, announcing Judgment Day. At the bottom, Charon, the guardian of the underworld, is ferrying the souls of the damned to hell, like in Dante's Inferno. Minos, as well, is depicted and described in Dante's verse. Bottom right. At the very top on the right, we can see angels carrying the pillar where Christ was tied and flogged, while on the left they carry the cross and the crown of thorns, symbols of the Passion. There's no joy on the faces of the saved, and terror in the damned. The whirling movement of the bodies, the desperate cries, and the sound of the trumpets create a fresco that reflects the tormented soul of Michelangelo, a man who was by now unsure about his salvation.